Beautiful. Okay, let's learn a little piece. Thank you, Rabbi. Let's learn a little piece. This is actually a famous piece from the Gra, from the Vilna Gaon, in Mishlei, Tezvav Chavdalid. It's in Evan Shlema. And the Vilna Gaon says like this. The Gra says something very powerful. The Pasuk says, Oyra Chaim Lamala, Lamaskil, Laman Sur Mishaol Mata. The way of life is upward to the maskil, to someone who uses his seichel. We know that your seichel, your mind, is very much connected to your neshama. Your mind, your seichel, is your neshama. Neshama shebemoichi. At least that's how it's represented. Like your thoughts, your knowledge, your emotions. Your emotions, the person's emotions, like his physical body, right? There's physical, bodily needs. And usually that's like more like the guf. The body has certain physical things. But your seichel knows and is connected to Hashem and connected more to the neshama. And your vision and your goals are achayim lamala lamaskil. The smarter, the more intellectual you are, the more you tap into your intellect. Like, for example, if a person would recognize and know very clearly in his mind, and he would keep very clear that he's going to die, and your life is short, and things are important to do, and having machashav hefsid mitzvah keneged schara, schara vera keneged hefseda, if that's the exact lashon. But basically, if you make a cheshbon hanefesh, you think about your life, you do that in your brain, you do that in your seichel, you do that in your mind, and you think about that. So you think about, how could I become better? How could I become greater? How could I become better at every level, whether it's emotionally, whether it's intellectually, whether it's physically, whether it's spiritually, whatever it is, that a person is always building himself to go higher and higher. Laman sur mishol mata, in order to stay away from the grave, in order to stay away from the darkness of whatever that might be. So listen to what the Gra says. Ha'adam nikra hoylich. A person is called a hoylich. What's the difference between a malach and an adam? Why do we learn halacha? Because what does halacha teach us? Halacha is melashon hoylich. We're going. We're moving. A person's always moving. Somebody, right? How could you tell if something is dead? Right? How do you tell if an animal or a bug or something is dead? If it's not moving, right? Very good. That's the same thing, exactly. Right? Because it's dead fish go with the flow because they're not able to move. You just put it in somewhere and it just goes exactly with the flow. So a person who is alive, that's what the Gra says, he's a hoylich. Shetzarech leilich tamit madrega l'madrega. You have to move from one step to another. That's why people struggle with their past and their future, right? The reason that people struggle with their past and the future is because they don't want to move. They don't want to leave. They don't want to like live in they don't want to live. It's hard to live in life where you're going from Sunday to Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday. It's a holich. A guy would rather sit around and bedimian in his imagination, right? He's moving. He thinks he's moving. He thinks he's a cop. That's why people smoke. Why do people smoke and drink? Let's talk about smoking. The reason people smoke, you ever have a conversation with a guy who smokes a lot? I don't know if you've ever had this. Have a conversation, he has no idea what he's talking about. And he thinks he's the smartest guy on the planet. Meanwhile, he doesn't really do anything. If you're not doing anything, you're not holech. You're not moving. So in your brain, you're having this imagination. It's like a guy who watches a movie. Someone who watches a movie and he's like, ah, wow, I feel like amazing. I just went through a whole 2 hours of life of this. You didn't do anything. If you would watch somebody watch a movie, what would they do? What are they doing? Watch someone watch a movie. What are they doing? This is what they're doing. They're watching. They're going like this. Going like this. For 2 hours straight, you're going like this. So you're not doing anything. You're not actually doing anything. So, and then you wonder why you overthink everything. Oh, Shalom Ravitzel. You felt the iris from where were you? We felt it here. I tried to send it back. I hope we were. Right, when a person is not doing, right? Svi just finished playing basketball, right? So that's a very, 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 very positive thing, to be active, to be doing something. You're doing something. The world, right? I've said this over from the Mashkiach, from Rav Nassim Vachtfogel, from Lakewood. He said, why do people love, nowadays it's more like MMA, they love fighting. In my day it was boxing. I don't know if they had MMA. But they love sports. People love sports. Why do people love sports? Why do people love sports? What do I care that this guy and this team and this team and blah, blah. So one of the reasons he says is because a person's made out of a neshama and a guf. And they're always fighting. They're constantly fighting. Constantly fighting. The neshama wants to go, wants to learn Torah, wants to work on his midas, wants to, you know, live reality. And the guf just wants to, you know, sit in bed and wants to eat and be lazy. That's what the guf, and they're always fighting. So the reason that people love watching fighting is because it's like sort of they get to see what's really going inside of them. And they might not be fighting their fight so much, so it's much easier to be like, yeah, you know, you fight this, you fight. That's why I always say, like, politics. You know, like, if you're not a you're not a politician, you can't do anything about situations. You can't do anything about the situation. You could do something about being good to your wife, being a good child, being a good husband, being a good father, whatever level you're on. That you could do. You could be a good roommate. But it's very easy to talk about how the world should do this, and Trump should do this, and Bibi Netanyahu should do this. And you can sit there and talk about all day what the yeshiva should do, what this one should do, what that one should do, what this one should do, and what my parents should do. Yeah, you're a big talker. Wait till you're a parent, right? Yeah, you're a big talker. How much, you know, this and that. And there might be validity to certain things. But at the end of the day, you're not doing anything. It's very easy for a person to point fingers at somebody else to say that they're the problem. They're the one who has to do this. They're the one who has to do this, right? Then you start trying it yourself and you're like, oh, it's not as easy as I thought it was. So the Gra says, listen to this. Yered mata mata chas v'sholem. So life is like an escalator. It's like an escalator that is coming down. You guys know what escalators are? They still have escalators, right? They come down, right? It's too hard to even go on the escalator, right? But the escalator is coming down, right? So if you stand on the escalator and you don't move up, what happens? You're going to move down automatically. That's what life is. Zuck the Gra, says the Gra, that is what life is. Whether we like to know this or not, if you are not doing, right, passive-aggressive, I've given a shiur on this, passive-aggressive is, in a certain way, the Ramchal doesn't say it like this, but he says, ach hu labala mashchis, right? You say, I want to have a good relationship with my wife. I want to have a good relationship with my wife. Let's say you never said thank you to her. Let's say you never tell her you love her. Let's say you ignore her. There are people like that. There are people who live in homes, Hashem Yirachem, where the husband and wife, they don't talk to each other. Mamas don't talk to each other. I don't know what's worse. I could maybe say that it might be worse to do that than if you argue, because at least you're arguing. You know, at least there's what to talk about, right? But sometimes when a person doesn't do anything, when a person's passive-aggressive, so you're not doing anything, you're actually destroying. And that's what he says. The Gra says in the thing before, Masha Adam Meinea Melakai Mitzvah Saseh. He says, if you don't do positive, you will automatically goyrim loy acharkach lavor alo saaseh. And this is a very key thing, which means like this: if you find yourself, and this I could say very, very with conviction, that the eitzah that I give a lot of people, we've spoken about this, is just do good things. Do good things. If you build doing good things, most of the time, the Kutzker Rebbe says, how do you stay away from doing averus? Be so busy doing mitzvahs that you don't have time to do averus. You don't have time to do averus. Most of the time, the person who's going to be shimum mevi lidei right? Zima, mevila de avera. When a person's bored, that's when he gets himself into trouble. When a person is busy, when a person has what to do, when a person is a hoylech, a person's a hoylech, a person's working, he's, I don't mean working, dafka, working to make money, but a person has a schedule. And that's what he says. Why do I do the loisaseis? The reason I do the loisaseis, I do what I'm not supposed to do, is because I'm not doing what I am supposed to be doing. That's what the Gra says. And he says, ki efshar shiyamod b'darga achas v'zo erachayim l'mal l'maska l'man sur mishol mata k'dei shalo yate l'redes l'mata l'shol u'machmas erachayim l'mala yasur mishol. He says, you want to avoid the darkness of whatever it might be, you want to do things. You want to be pushing to go up. You want to be pushing to go up in a cognitive way, in an emotional way, in a physical way. Not one of them, but in all areas of your life. Now, where does the mistake happen? And then I'll pass the mic a little bit. Where does the mistake happen? Where does the mistake happen? Here is where the mistake happens. So far, everybody got me? The push-up shot is you got to be moving forward. Otherwise, the natural gravity or the natural inertia will push you back. That's why dead fish go with the flow. Because if you are going with the flow and you're not going against, so what happens? If you're not pushing against, then you're going to be pushed back. Now, people are going to say, but what about relaxing? So anyone who knows, who's been in the shir before, will know what's the answer to that. What's the answer to that?
Put it in your schedule.
Of course, Shua knows that. Put that on your schedule. What are you worried about? Oh, so Rabbi Fisher just said, go ahead and you got to push, you got to push, you got to push. But my problem is that I'm pushing too much and maybe I got to whatever it might be. Okay, so put in your schedule that you every day for 3 hours, you do yoga and you go ahead and you meditate, or you go to the beach and you relax there, or you go swimming, or you go to your therapist. The therapist is once a week. I'm saying, you know, you go and you talk to a friend, and you go out to dinner, and you go relax. It's not a stira, it's not a contradiction, not a contradiction at all. I had a ha'ara, it just slipped my mind. That I was gonna say, what was I in the middle of, right before I said? Yeah, you'll get right in. Thank you, Bensi. I respect that question. Mamish had a ha'ara that I was gonna say. Very good. So what's the problem? That's the next piece. Now, what's the problem? So what's the problem? I'll catch up in a second, Bensi. So what's the problem? Here's the problem. This is where the problem begins and ends with that. With all or nothing, extreme. And this the Gra says in the next one. He says like this. There are times where a person begins to go in the right way. And then he stops. Why? Because he says it's too hard. Here we go. This is one of my favorites. We could really give a whole shir on this, but it's really the same thing. He complains to Hashem. Shalom hayolay siyata d'shmaya. You didn't help me. Avol be'emes, hu ba'atzmai kilkel, b'masharatzo likbois b'pamachas l'madrega elyona. The problem was, is that you pushed yourself too hard and you did too much. No one told you to do as much as you're doing. You're the one who didn't listen to anyone. You're the one who pushed yourself too much. Then you're not able to withstand the schedule that you put yourself to do. And then you say, I can't hold what I'm supposed to hold, and it's all Hashem's fault. And therefore, I'm out. So a person goes ahead, and this is like the balance of life, is to be able to push forward. People look at it and they say, I'm either pushing forward or I'm doing nothing. And once I get the ability for a person to strengthen himself in Avodas Hashem, and I strengthen myself. So what is wrong? What is wrong with taking it slow? What is wrong with taking it slow? The Yetzer Hara many times, the first piece in Likutei Maran, I think talks about that Hashem goes ahead and the Yetzer Hara, he puts the Yetzer Hara, yeah, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, Rav Bitzal, it looks like a mitzvah. He makes it that the mitzvah, the Ramchal talks about it also, he makes it that you look like it's a mitzvah. A guy staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, right, I'm going to change my schedule, I'm going to get up at 6:30, for davening every day. I'm going to go ahead and have kavana. I'm going to make a schedule that's going to be a perfect, why are you smiling? You're smiling at me. Yeah, perfect schedule. And then what happens? He can't hold up to the schedule. And then he says, you see, now I know why I don't do what I, well, now I know why I don't learn. Now I know what I don't know. Who asked you to make that schedule to begin with? Who asked you to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning? Who asked you to do that? If you get Eitzah and someone tells you, do it a little bit like this, do it a little bit like that. Do a little bit like this. Because you say, oh, it's like an escalator coming down. So I must push myself. I must push myself. And I must climb and climb and climb very, very, very hard and very strong. You got to take it very, very slow. You got to take it very, very little by slowly. Mamish, 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 mamish. Mamish, little, mamish means like really, really, really. You really have to take it so slow. And you have to get Eitzah. To learn, because dead fish might go with the flow, but it doesn't take a lot to go against the flow. It's not so much about going against the flow so hard. You could do, I spoke to someone recently, then I'll give you guys the mic. For real, I'll give you the mic this time. I spoke to someone recently whose mom is struggling with a big aveira and a big, big, big challenge, blah, blah, blah. And I told them, we were talking, I said, don't try and conquer the aveira. Because it's already like a monster by you. Spend 10, 15 minutes learning a little bit. Spend 5, 10 minutes. Spend the Aseh Tov. Do a little bit good. Because that's what the Gra says. He says, why does the Los Aseh come? It comes when you're not doing anything good. That's when it comes. But if I start to do a little bit good, and what happened was the guy said, Mamish, I did it. This wasn't like a Maisa, like a Maisa Nisan, but the guy said that he was able to be Oymid in his Nisayan because he pushed himself a little bit. Mamish to do a little bit. Okay, question, comments. Incredible Gra. Question, comments. Yeah.
Hey, what he's saying over here by Chas is that when a person doesn't do the mitzvah saseh, he comes to the lois saseh.
Right.
It's like the opposite of the meaning. It works like with the Gemara that says that if you don't do a lois saseh, it's as if you did an aseh.
Right.
It's like the same thing. Like if I held myself back from doing correct. There, I did the mitzvah.
Right.
Because it's like, yeah, it goes together.
Correct. They're one and the same. That's what I was saying, the passive aggressive. The passive aggressive, if you don't build, that's why I say in Shalom Bayis all the time, if you don't build the relationship, then you're automatically destroying the relationship. It's not the pshat. The automatic thing with every relationship is that if you don't build it, it's going to naturally go away. You don't have to. I'm not talking about Stam, a guy who's your friend, you guys are still young, but I'm saying it doesn't have to be a guy who you haven't spoken to. I'm talking about if you're in a relationship. Your relationship with your wife, with your spouse, your relationship with your children is a little different because you're giving to your children. You're always giving to your children. But I'm saying in a relationship, let's talk about your spouse, with Hashem, with yourself. You always need to be investing in that relationship with a chavrusa. You always want to be developing your relationship with them. And if you're not, It automatically, and that's hard to hear. In Shalom Bayis, it's hard to hear. It's hard to hear that. If you're not spending time, aren't too many married guys here now, but if you're not spending quality time with your wife, you're not actively telling your wife that she's great and actively building your relationship with your wife, actively building that relationship, then that, it slowly will... I don't want to say deteriorate, but it's hard. It's hard. You need to be building. We don't live in that world so much. If you're not chazering your Gemara, if you're not chazering your Mishnah, if you're not working on yourself, you're not going to shir, you don't have a notebook. Let's just talk about all those things. If you're doing all those things, especially at this stage in your life, when you're 18, 19, 20, 21, these are the times where you got to build yourself. When else are you going to build yourself? These are the years from 18, 19, 20 till 30. This is when you got to build yourself. This is really when you have to build yourself. This is when you have the ability to build yourself. Question, comments? We have to go? Okay, I get excited giving share. I like this is my right. Have to go. Okay. One question, one comment. Well, Avi said, okay, I guess it's clear or so unclear. It's clear. So let's just end off with this last thing. The thing that you can ask Hashem to help you with is ask Hashem. We'll ask Hashem right now. Hashem, help us build the life and build ourselves and have the confidence, have the competence and the confidence, have the ability to really be truthful with ourselves and to really be focused on living a great life. You're not going to just end up with a great life. Sorry to ruin anybody's excitement. It doesn't, or hope, that you're going to just end up. Nobody ends up with anything. I mean, you do. You end up with not a good life. That you could end up with. But that also, if you're not going to work towards something, and that work could be 1%. It could be 1% more, 2% more, 2% more. And that's where you need guidance, and that's what the Gra is talking about. A little bit. People think I either am totally learning or I'm not learning. I'm totally dealing with my anxiety or not. I'm totally making a trillion dollars or not. Ooh, Chusin, I gotta get up for this. Oh my gosh.
Mazel tov, Avi. Oh my gosh, how are you? You're not married yet, are you?
What a surprise. What a pleasant surprise. Okay, yes, Mayor, and then we'll wrap up. Oh, beautiful. Nisano, you have a Chavetz Chaim, you'll do a...
Especially
you mind?
The campaign.
Yeah, Shkoyach Reb Zev, thank you. Yeah, go, Mayor, yeah. Right, that's a great question. That's a very interesting question. I don't think you could do too little, because any little thing you do is big. What I mean by that, I'm not just trying to say it to sound cute by saying that, but I think we more have a problem with recognizing that we do a little tiny thing is so powerful. So even if you go ahead and you do a little thing, and you're doing it, especially if you're doing it with a decision that you decided that you're doing it, like this little tiny thing, I don't think it could ever hurt. You'll feel good. You know, you'll feel good that you did a little thing. The only problem might be is your brain might tell you that it's not enough. But usually the brain people who tell themselves it's not enough, which is most of us, will no matter what tell you it's not enough, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? The not enough card is a very, you know, there are more than four in the deck, you know what I mean? There are a lot of not, you know, you're not doing enough cards. So the more you could be mechazik yourself, the little, the what? You could always do more in everything, exactly. But my suggestion, Mayor, I like that question. My suggestion is you talk it out with somebody, you speak to somebody, you say, what do you think? Right, exactly. So I think usually it's good to speak to someone and you monitor it. And you could always adjust it. I think that's the key. You could always adjust it. You say, today I'm doing this, or this week I'm trying this. I see I pushed myself too much. But again, the Gra says very clearly, most of the time we do too much and then we blame Hashem and we say, see, I can't handle it. I love when guys, you know, they say, okay, I'm making a schedule. And it's good sometimes to push yourself to do a lot and to give yourself like a week where I'm going to go, okay, great. Seder, that's great. Then make sure you take a break. Make sure you take a break. If you have the right person guiding you, schedule that. That's what she was saying. Exactly. Schedule in there. Most of the time we don't do that. Schedule in there to take a day off, to take 2 days, especially when you're beginning. When you're beginning your journey, you want it to be a marathon, not a sprint. That's the key. The cold turkey piece is like it becomes a sprint and not a marathon. You want to be able to take a break. You want to take it slow and know that you'll get there, which we will, Emir Tashem, get there. We should all be matzliach. When are we getting all together? When are we? 5 o'clock. Okay, we'll get together. Nisanel, you want to do a halacha? Thank you. You don't have it? You don't have it on you? Huh? So you want to do it? Could you read it? No. He has it on his chair. Oh, meaning you and Avram did it. I and Chab. So which one was Friday's? Yeah, exactly. Nisanel, are you doing it? It's actually yours. Oh, this is a big one. Very important one. Praising a person in front of someone who doesn't like him, you got it?
Yeah.
Go.
It's forbidden to praise a person in front of someone who doesn't like him, because it's very probable that he will try to downplay the person and say something negative.
Right.
It is also forbidden to praise someone in an extreme manner, even if it is not
said right
in front of people who don't like him. Why? Because people have a natural instinct that when they hear too much praise about someone, they automatically try to find his faults and talk about it. The exception to the rule is if you are talking about a well-known topic.
Beautiful. So basically, thank you, Nisanel. So basically, the way it works is, if you're in a group of people and you say, oh, this guy is great, and he's great, and he's awesome, and he's so funny, and he's awesome, and you start exaggerating. So even if it's somebody who you don't know who doesn't, everyone likes him. But what happens is like, oh, you're making a big deal. Stop making such a big deal about him. And then you start saying something negative. And especially if it's someone who you know doesn't like him, then you have to be careful just to say the most basic thing about him. You have to be very careful. Bottom line is, try not to talk. I try and say this with my family or in general. Try not to talk about anybody, right? Mayor, I don't know if Mayor is here. Mayor Mattel, we made this up many years ago. Pe-po, right? Keep your mouth with the people who are right here. Pe, your mouth, po, right here. Whoever you're talking to, let's talk. Huh? Yesh pe, exactly. Yesh pe, exactly. Yesh pe ve'eno magid. Is that keep whoever you're talking to? Let's talk about me and you. Don't talk about other people, and then you're okay. Even if it's for praise. Even if it's for praise. Once you start talking about other people, then it gets dangerous. It can be very dangerous. Hashem should help us b'schus the hilchus lashon hara. Should be zoicha stoyim piyos mastinenu mekatrigenu. That Hashem will help to quiet all of the enemies, all of our enemies who always want to destroy us. And through that, we'll be zoicha to the geula shlema. We zoicha. It says tzedakah. The Tana de Belio says we're about to spend the next few days doing mitzvahs. I'll speak to the whole yeshiva when I say it, but I'll just tell you guys a little intro to what I'm going to talk about. Every call, every text, everything that you do is a mitzvah, and you're giving other people a mitzvah, and it's a very powerful mitzvah. Tzedakah is brings Mashiach, brings people together, brings Yeshuas, helps people, helps you. It's a win-win all around. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life.